Communities across rural Georgia are scrambling to keep their hospitals open. And as the U.S. Senate debates health care, state lawmakers are trying to figure out what to do. At a recent meeting in South Georgia, they got an earful from people trying to save rural hospitals. And Johnny Kaufman was there.
Jimmy Lewis is CEO of Hometown Health. That's a rural hospital network. He's seen plenty of hospitals go under in rural Georgia.
Sitting in on a hospital closure is worse than going to a community funeral.
Lewis wants to overwhelm the lawmakers at this meeting on healthcare in Bainbridge. He says 80% of rural hospital income is from the government, but they're still barely making it.
You need to see how overwhelming and just completely devastating the current situation is for a rural hospital simply to survive.
Greg Majors makes a living helping turn around rural hospitals across the country. Right now, he's in Bainbridge. And he says lawmakers here should follow the example of states like Oklahoma and Texas to get more federal money. Those states use something called a Medicaid waiver under the Affordable Care Act.
It's well worth pursuing aggressively.
Majors says a waiver could boost rural hospitals and get more Georgians health insurance. Republican Jay Powell says Georgia should replicate what's worked in other states.
There's no point in reinventing the wheel.
For at least a year, the state's top politicians have talked about a Medicaid waiver. Powell says Georgia just can't sit and wait for Congress to act on health care.
I mean, hopefully they'll do something that makes sense. But in the meantime, if we wait for them, we're going to lose another 8 hospitals. So we can't wait for them.
Republican lawmakers say their former colleague, now Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, would support a Medicaid waiver for Georgia. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News, Bainbridge, Georgia.